Stevie G there with Nimue Yawe. He dropped that in 2018. I was having a chat with him, quite a lengthy chat last week. He actually called me during my lunchtime period. We talked so much ministry and everything. So much will be coming out of Stevie G, who's currently, I think, in Europe. Yes. But hey, coming up, the news at the top of the hour, and then I'll come back in the second hour of the program. Around 18:40 up to 19 hours, we'll get talking. You and me, my friend, will share, will testify of that gospel resources that we shared with someone. Hashtag sharing Jesus boldly. Maybe invited someone to church this past weekend. Maybe you prayed for someone. By the way, it's never too late to do all that. 1 minute before the news at 18, wrapping up what we looked at, what we're looking at in this hour. Banda Gospel on Facebook, quite lengthy here. You're saying, I learned the importance of helping vulnerable people, those in prison, hospitals like the UTH, the homeless, the blind, and those in need. We should share clothes, food, and kindness with them, as it says in the book of Mark 12, verse 31. Really, really do appreciate. Rhoda Mandawa says, God is asking you and I, where are you? Spiritually, at what level are you? We read Genesis 3 from verse 4 up to 13. Patrick Moma says, free your heart and let love lead. Really do appreciate. Chombliz Mwewa says, that all things are okay. I think you meant to say all things are possible with God. Really, really do appreciate.
You experience them for the very first time, and we are still not over the energy, the element, the excellence.
This year, they are back, grander and greater.
Get ready for the 2025 RCV Music Awards, honoring even more creative brilliance and making more memories.
And the winner for Song of the Year 2025 is... Stay tuned to Radio Christian Voice and our socials for all updates.
RCV Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
Oasis Forum slams government over Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7. Energy expert predicts a surge in fuel prices amid global tensions. And police officers charged with murder of Kenyan blogger. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. The Oasis Forum has criticized government's decision to proceed with the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, citing a lack of transparency, inclusivity and public participation in the process. The forum, a coalition comprising the church, civil society and the legal profession, has also launched a national campaign dubbed the Coalition Against Bill 7 to oppose what it describes as a narrow election-centered and illegitimate reform process. Speaking during a joint media briefing in Lusaka today, the forum, made up of the Council of Churches in the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, Law Association of Zambia, LAS, Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, and the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, accused government of undermining the spirit and principles of Zambia's supreme law. The Constitution is a people's document, not a tool for advancing narrow partisan interests, said EFZ Executive Director Bishop Andrew Mwenda, who spoke on behalf of the forum. He expressed concern that consultations led by the Minister of Justice are being held behind closed doors with selected traditional leaders and unnamed stakeholders which is said casts doubt on the credibility of the entire process. If allowed to proceed in this manner, the process will lack legitimacy and public trust, said Bishop Mwenda. Bishop Mwenda stressed that government's role is to facilitate a genuine, inclusive and stakeholder-driven constitutional review process as envisioned under the Article 79 of the Constitution. The forum also condemned the proposal to expand the size of the National Assembly, questioning the rationale of such a move at a time when government is struggling to finance essential services such as healthcare and agricultural support. Resources should be directed toward hiring volunteer doctors and purchasing maize from farmers, not towards creating a bloated legislature, said Bishop Mwenda. He announced that the coalition against Bill 7 will involve a nationwide campaign of public engagement forums, awareness drives and peaceful demonstrations, adding that the campaign will be symbolized by the color black, representing the people of Zambia as depicted on the national flag. Bishop Mwenda concluded by urging government to immediately withdraw the bill and return to the drawing board. He also appealed to members of parliament not to betray the will of the people by supporting the bill in its current form, warning that doing so would constitute an abuse of their mandate.
The role of government is to facilitate a genuine and credible people and stakeholder-driven process which culminates in the amendment of the Constitution as anticipated under Article 79 of the Constitution. Unfortunately, the process surrounding the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 lacks transparency, public accountability, undermining public trust in the reform process.
The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ General Secretary Emmanuel Chikoya, has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to reconsider his position and allow the burial of former President Edgar Lungu to take place in Zambia, even if it means not attending the funeral. Father Chikoya said the conditions set by the Lungu family regarding President Hichilema's presence at the funeral may need to be respected in order to facilitate the repatriation and burial of the late former head of state on Zambian soil. He cautioned that burying the former president in South Africa would be highly irregular and could set a concerning precedent for the nation. He said this today when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback program under the topic, "Has the Church failed to mediate in the state funeral impasse?" If necessary, the president must take a step back, delegate, and not attend the funeral for the sake of moving forward on this matter, said Father Chikoya. He emphasized that national unity, tradition, and respect for the office of the presidency, both past and present, should guide the handling of the burial arrangements.
If it's a felt need of the family, for example, that the president should not personally be in attendance, so what do we, why not delegate? Why not delegate? You know, why not delegate? You know, yes, it's awkward, but unusual situations, unusual circumstances may demand unusual responses. And it will appear, you know, the problem that we have as human beings is that we think they now would have lost, then they have won. But sometimes backing down and then allowing certain things to happen may not necessarily be a loss.
Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda has warned Zambians to prepare for a potential rise in fuel prices following heightened geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Dr. Chikwanda attributed the looming price hike to the Iranian parliament's decision to shut down a key oil shipping route in response to recent U.S. airstrikes on nuclear sites in Iran. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Chikwanda explained that the disruption in global oil supply is expected to trigger a spike in international oil prices, which will inevitably affect local fuel costs due to reduced inventories on the global market. Although Zambia may not immediately feel the impact because of the Kwacha's recent appreciation, the effects are likely to be felt in the long run, said Dr. Chikwanda. He further urged government to establish strategic petroleum reserves to cushion the country from future global supply shocks, arguing that the current fuel procurement model is proven costly. Dr. Chikwanda also emphasized the importance of boosting intra-Africa trade, particularly in fuel sourcing, to reduce dependency on markets outside the continent.
With respect to the cost line, which money will consumers are buying of fuel, there is a small amount of money which is collected for strategic petroleum reserves. That money is supposed to be going to the building of